All right, you guys, I'm going to ask you to wrap it up. And one more minute, and then I'd like to hear some insights that you may have gotten from this. Okay? I got some insights from my own playing on this, and I'd like to hear yours first. Or maybe you want to hear mine first, whatever, but wrap it up. I'll give you 1 minute. All right, so you guys, can we chat a little about what you may have discovered here? Do you want to hear mine first, or do you want to share your guys? Share yours first. All right, you both pointed at me, so I'm just going to give you an example. Just going to give you an example of things I notice when I do this. Like, I notice that I gravitate towards the same tempos, like when I'm playing solo. And one of my favorite tempo ranges is 90/180. So we're in the key of F. I'm going to demonstrate what I'm talking about. And I now, doing this exercise, I now know why. First of all, I now know that it's 190 and 180, where previous to this, I didn't know what it was. But now I know why I like it, and I'm going to demonstrate right now. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. So you got... Now, in the middle there was a bit of 16ths. That is the fastest I can do legato comfortably right now. Like... Right, like that. So, and so, like, to go fast, like, that's my, I like playing fast, right? So, I like to play at that tempo, because I was playing, I got this, my video, it's just funny, my video reached 2,000 viewers. I'm very excited. That's the first time that ever happened. The most I ever had was, like, 1,100 or something on one. So, like that was the tune and that was the tempo, and I'm like, yeah, why does that sound so good? What is? Because then, you know, I went back the next week and I'm like, I'm gonna record another video and upload it and get even more. And of course, I couldn't. And then I was like, well, I could do something like that, but then that's the same tempo and the same feel as the other thing. So at other tempos, I'm not as comfortable. Let me get on with what I discovered. What I discovered is, like, if I go up, let's say 10 or 20 from there, now I'm at 110. I can't do 16s, so. I could do triplets. They're somehow not as satisfying as 16. So I have two choices. I can either try incrementally to increase the tempo from 90 to 110, like over the course of a couple of weeks or months, to get that legato. I think I can do 16s like once in a while, like barely. Like, let me try again. Like, it's not relaxed, and I can barely do it. So that would be something I could decide to technically do. Or I'm just comfortable doing triplets. Like, just be comfortable doing triplets and stop whining about it. Like, and if I'm comfortable with that, then that's fine. And I, at least I'm in control, and I notice where I'm at. If I go 20 below 90, now I'm at 70. And that brings up a whole different story, because now the 16ths, which I was able to do at 90 fine, might rush a little because I like to play fast. It might not be rushing right now, but if I'm playing solo, if I start the tune at 70, am I still going to be at 70 by the end? Or maybe I'll have crept up to 80 because I keep wanting to get drawn back to 90. See what I mean? So instead, I'm going to notice, okay, well, what can I do at 70 to not rush? I can just relax. And just keep those 16th note nice. I could probably also add a few triplets here and there, like 16th note triplets. That's 16ths. There's little triplets in there. Right? 16th. So if I can get that, and it's not super tight either, right? Like, thank you. And I could easily spend a good, you know, 20 minutes a day trying to sort that out. So now I have this perspective from 70 to 110. And then that covers, you know, G through D. So now all I have to do is fill out the other sides of it, like A, B, and C, and H and I. So that would be an example of stuff that you could notice. What did you guys notice? Now that I gave you a sample, what revelations took place?
Well, I noticed that I can do 16ths at 75 beats per minute.
Can?
Alternating picking. Because I was doing 16ths, like, oh my god, this is so easy, I can do this, no problem. And then I realized I was alternating picking, I wasn't doing legato.
So can you say that again? Can you demonstrate?
Yeah, so if I did... So let me just put it 75. So I can do that. All of a sudden I thought, oh, I got it. And then I realized I was doing alternating picking.
But shouldn't legato be... Well, is legato harder than that for you?
Yeah, it is.
Sounds okay to me, but now that we know that your maximum picking speed, or maybe that's not maximum, but yeah, is about 75 or 150, let's say. Now you should be able to do little bits of 16ths within that, like.
Yeah. I can just barely get. I can almost get 4 beats of 16ths to legato.
No, but what I'm saying, it doesn't have to be one or the other. What if you kept with alternate picking, which you like better, and doubled it, and get little bits of 16ths, like 1/16th within a bar? Can you go like 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1, like that? Like digga 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 da. That'll be fine with anywhere in the bar. Well, first get your That's what I'm talking about. And that's a little bit of a struggle for you, but that's fine. You could slow it down from wherever you're at, 75 to like 65, where it's comfortable, and then work it back up so it's solid. This is great. Matt, any
Yeah, I found I have no concept of tempo.
That's not true. You were playing with the metronome fine.
Well, no, I apparently never have. Like, all the bazillion times I've played these scales, you put a metronome to it, and I'm not keeping time.
Until now.
Yeah.
So look at the positive.
Apparently, I never have.
So look at the positive. Uh-huh. You got it. You have it now. You have the skill. Some people don't like the metronome. I have actually 3 volumes now of Fun with the Metronome. I know it's called that on purpose. People are like, no, those 2 words should not be in the same sentence. But great job, you guys.